So every month we survey 500 households to better understand Utah consumer perceptions. One thing that we saw this month was that perceptions about current conditions actually improved, while perceptions about future conditions or anticipated future conditions actually declined.
Chad Berbert is Zions Bank's economic consultant who produces the Consumer Attitude Index. According to their August surveys taken from 500 Utah households, Utah and optimism in economic well-being 6 months from now took a sudden, if small, 6% drop compared to July. One of the biggest issues people might attribute this increased economic pessimism to is the ongoing trade conflict with China. However, there's more to it than that, as Berbert explains.
There's a number of factors that we think are influencing people's perceptions currently. So you have the Fed has basically decided to reduce interest rates, which they typically do when there's concern about the future economy. There is a lot of discussion about the trade negotiations with China and how those will affect the economy. New tariffs are going to hit in the next few months. There has been more volatility recently with regards to the stock market. So I think all of those things are playing into consumer psychology currently. We're watching that to see if it has a significant effect going forward.
Cicero Group CEO Randy Shumway stated that while foreign disputes might affect asset values, job growth, at least for the near future, is likely to remain strong. And, according to the CAI, only 4% of people think their wages will decline in 6 months, which is 2% fewer than in July. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.